States versus Johnson, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Robert Hennick, and I represent James Johnson on this appeal. In the 3 years since the U.S. Supreme Court decided Apprendi, this Court on several occasions and consistently has held that the constitutional principles underlying that decision do not apply to sentencing guidelines. The issue before the Court today is whether the Supreme Court's more recent decision in Ring v. Arizona requires this Court to reconsider the holdings in those cases. While the government has pointed out that the decisions in Clark and De La Torre were entered by this Court after Ring, there is nothing that I can find in those decisions which suggests that this Court, in fact, had addressed the application of Ring, and therefore I would submit that the issue before the Court today.
What does Ring have to do with this issue? I don't get that.
Okay. In Ring, the Supreme Court addressed application of Apprendi to a certain sentencing scheme or a punishment scheme. And what the Court held in that case, and I think what distinguishes it from Apprendi and suggests that this Court needs to rethink its prior decisions regarding sentencing guidelines, is that the Court took a practical approach rather than a formalistic approach. The Court focused on what in fact was required rather than, you know, the technical statutory maximum. In Ring, the issue concerned the Arizona murder statute, and that statute, under that statute, a jury's verdict of guilty technically permitted either a sentence of life imprisonment or a death sentence. However, a cross-reference to another provision required that a death sentence could be imposed only if a judge sitting without a jury makes specific additional factual findings in addition to those found by the jury in its finding of guilt. The U.S. Supreme Court in Ring held that since we have to focus on effect rather than form, the fact that there is technically a maximum sentence of death provided for by the jury's verdict, it is a maximum only in a formal sense, and that since additional facts need to be found by a judge in order to impose that sentence, the constitutional right to a jury finding beyond a reasonable doubt recognized in Apprendi applied to those additional factual findings. Now, the reason why that applies in this case is that, like the sentencing scheme...
Is this penalty beyond the maximum?
It is beyond the maximum provided by law. It is not beyond the formal statutory maximum because...
Right. So how does that apply then when Apprendi say any fact that increases the penalty for a crime beyond the prescribed statutory maximum?
Because Apprendi also said that the Sixth Amendment doesn't permit a defendant to be exposed to a penalty exceeding the maximum he would receive if punished according to the facts reflected in
the verdict. Is this beyond the prescribed maximum?
No, it is not.
Well,
beyond the statutory. Beyond the statutory maximum.
Then how does it apply?
Okay. It applies because in Ring, the death penalty likely was not beyond the prescribed statutory maximum.
Yeah. And a sentence of the prescribed maximum.
The case of your analysis is that every sentencing proceeding would require proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
No.
That's what you're trying to get to?
No, because every adjustment upward, or every adjustment upward, would be, on your view, exactly what happened in Ring.
Every fact necessary for an adjustment or a ratcheting up.
Precisely, for an adjustment. So every single sentencing would turn into a trial with proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
No, that is not accurate. Within a sentencing range, any fact used by the judge within a sentencing range provided by the guidelines does not have to be found by a jury.
Yes, and but most of what goes on in sentencing is determining what's the correct range. Make all these adjustments upward and downward before you get to the range.
Yes.
And every one of those adjustments, you know, acceptance of responsibility and relevant conduct and criminal history, on your view, all of those have to be proved by the government beyond a reasonable doubt.
The upward adjustments, which take the case out of the base offense level, provided for instance,
all these sentences, people aren't sentenced at the base offense level. That's the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there are all sorts of adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would argue not only, I'm sure you'd argue, not only must every upward adjustment be proved beyond a reasonable doubt, but every refusal to give a downward adjustment, say for acceptance of responsibility, make the identical argument.
No, specifically in weighing in a footnote early on in the decision, unfortunately I don't have that up here with me, the court specifically referred to the limited nature of the argument made in that case, and my argument is similarly limited. The only thing that needs to be presented to a jury and found beyond a reasonable doubt is a fact which increases the sentence or increases the potential maximum sentence. In this case, any...
Well, if you turn down a person's, you know, acceptance of responsibility, you increase the sentence.
Yes, and in weighing, if you reject a mitigating factor, like it could have the effect of increasing the sentence to a death penalty. The court...
Precisely.
And the court in weighing...
But that's
not
dealing with statutory factors, but you do understand the breathtaking scope of your argument.
I am
saying that, you know, 95% of federal sentencing proceedings would turn into jury trials with proof beyond a reasonable doubt required. Now, you don't expect the Court of Appeals to take that position, do you?
I do expect the Court of Appeals to follow the law, and I believe that this is required by Ring.
Well, that's ridiculous, because obviously the Court in Ring was not contemplating the implications of its decision that its decision would completely demolish this federal sentencing guidelines. And they'd be completely unworkable, and Congress would have to substitute, you know, mandatory penalties.
The Supreme Court, when it issues a decision, for instance, in Apprendi, the Supreme Court specifically deferred any decision on whether Apprendi applied to the sentencing guidelines or would affect the sentencing guidelines. Justice Thomas, in his concurrence,
this court has repeatedly refused that extension of Apprendi.
Exactly.
It certainly is not going to do so on the basis of Ring.
Well, I respectfully disagree. I understand the court's position, and I would just obviously this court can turn based on that.
It doesn't make any sense. We just completely eliminate. We completely eliminate sentencing discretion. Your concession about how it wouldn't apply to within a range, that makes no sense. That's an unprincipled compromise of your position. Because clearly, when a judge picks a point within a sentencing range, he's doing it on the basis of facts. And those facts, those are facts that affect the sentence. And on your view, any fact that affects the sentence has to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt.
No. No, my argument is that any fact which increases the maximum
is completely illogical, because the point is, when you talk about a functional approach or a practical approach, what you mean is anything that affects the length of sentence ought to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt.
Anything which is a matter of law
little distinctions like that when you say we should be practical and functional.
Practical
is that the judge's sentencing decision affects, obviously, how long a person is going to be in prison. So from a functional standpoint, anything that affects that number, on your view, ought to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt.
No, I am basing the distinction on the decisions in Apprendi and Ring. In Ring, the Supreme Court held that the finding of an aggravating factor, which is a fact necessary to impose the death penalty, despite the technical availability of the death penalty by statute, that has to be proven a jury beyond a reasonable doubt.
In other words, Congress could abolish the sentencing guidelines and have simply leave it to judicial whim. Sentencing judges can sentence people to anywhere from probation to death. That's fine, on your view, because as long as it's left up to discretion and no rules, there's no entitlement to a jury and proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So how would that make things better?
I'm not arguing whether it would make things better. I'm arguing whether it is required by the Ring decision. And the
law of the Ring decision, why would the Supreme Court interpret Ring to bring about such a goofy result?
There are those, including the dissenters in Apprendi, and also the dissenters in Ring, that believe that Ring and Apprendi themselves produced a goofy result. I do not agree with that. The Supreme Court majority obviously does not agree with that. What this might require is going back to the original sentencing provisions before the 1984
Act. Precisely. Yes.
Which, although perhaps distasteful to some, perhaps allowing conviction and allowing sentencing on a whim of some, was not constitutionally invalid. The discretion the court could take into account and was required to take into account anything that was relevant to the issue of sentencing. The sentencing guidelines have restricted that and have provided...
They introduced structure and you don't like the structure. Okay, well thank you very much, Mr. Hennig. Mr. Hall?
Good morning yet again, Your Honors. May it please the Court, I'm Brian Pollack from the Eastern District of Wisconsin. I represent the United States in this matter. I did not represent the United States in district courts. The defendant would have you believe in this case that Ring somehow has modified the sentencing guidelines, has modified the decisions which this court has handed down in Knox and Jones and Berman and recently in Della Torre. It's obvious that this court has concluded that the Apprendi decision has nothing to do with sentencing guidelines. What the Ring court has decided is that aggravating factors in the Arizona statute create an element of a greater offense which must be found by the jury. This court has concluded time and time again that if an individual is sentenced below the statutory maximum sentence, the guidelines do not come into play. Ring has not modified that decision. If there are no further questions, I would ask that the sentence appeal be dismissed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Pollack. And Mr. Hennig, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes.
Well, we thank you for your vigorous efforts on behalf of your client.